dedicated to the one I love.
This is 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 dedicated.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Waseca, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Jamaica is bracing for what could be a devastating hurricane. Category 5, Hurricane Melissa.
Based on the magnitude, we don't know what will happen. I have seen and heard that it's going to be very catastrophic.
The hurricane will make landfall in the coming hours, but Jason Allen reports from Kingston, not everyone is heeding the warnings to move to safety.
There are shelters, but the ones we have been to have very few people in them. Most of the people around here tell us they prefer to ride it out, even though everybody is telling them this is a storm probably unlike one that they have ever seen hit Jamaica before.
It's day 27 of the government shutdown, and it's having an impact on more and more Americans, as Olivia Rinaldi reports.
This week, the food assistance program known as SNAP, which more than 40 million Americans rely on, will be cut off. The Department of Agriculture stating bluntly on its website, the well has run dry.
In Washington, furloughed federal workers got free meals from World Central Kitchen and expressed their frustration at the government.
I think the breaking point is now. We're coming up on a 30-day mark. You have a lot of things that's going to happen over the weekend. You have SNAP for some folks. You have new health care. You have two paychecks already, and it could be a third paycheck. I think it is the breaking point, and so something has to happen and something has to give.
More flights were delayed because some air traffic controllers didn't show up for work today. In the Middle East, Hamas was handing over the remains of another hostage, but Linda Gradstein reports there are more, and Israel is growing more frustrated with the slow pace.
Israel says it believes Hamas knows where to find at least 9 of the remaining 12 bodies, including 2 dual American-Israeli citizens. According to the terms of the ceasefire, Hamas agreed to return all of the bodies of the hostages, but has said it does not know where all of them are located because of the massive destruction in Gaza.
President Trump continues his trip in Asia with a much-anticipated meeting coming up with China's president in South Korea. Nancy Cordes reports.
According to Trump's Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, he had a breakthrough this weekend in talks with his Chinese counterpart after months of tit-for-tat over trade and new threats being issued by both the Chinese and the Americans. Bessent says that they are now rolling back those threats.
Investors on Wall Street cheered the news. Stocks finished higher. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 337 points. The NASDAQ was up by 432. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with a quick news update. A grant from the Wisconsin Coastal Management Program could fund upgrades at Samuel Myers Park in Racine. At a city committee tonight, they'll talk about accepting a roughly $26,000 grant to build an accessible viewing platform at the park. The Finance Committee meets at 5:30 tonight. Racine County approved a $106,000 settlement for former emergency management coordinator James Kerner. He was fired in 2023 amid child abuse allegations that were later dismissed. Kerner filed a complaint with the state's Equal Rights Division, leading to a lawsuit. Wisconsin faces high wildfire risk this fall, with more than 50 fires burning over 20 acres this month. Officials say most fires are preventable and caused by brush burning or sparks from ATVs. Racine County and Microsoft will give free laptops to 150 people Wednesday, focusing on those in behavioral health and aging support programs. Recipients are pre-selected, with Microsoft covering the cost plus 1 year of tech support. Kenosha County warns people about fake emails that look like official bills for zoning fees, asking for wire payments. The county says payments are only accepted in person, by mail, or through its official online system. Racine County's Veteran Services is launching a program to highlight one local veteran each month. They're looking for vets who continue to serve the community. Nominations can be made online through a short form on the county's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers defeat the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers came back in the second half to win 35-25 over the Steelers. Wide receiver Christian Watson had four catches for 85 yards in his first game back after suffering a torn ACL in January. The defense sacked Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers three times. Micah Parsons.
Guys made plays when we had to make plays, which was huge, and we need that. We need that every week. It's great to have Christian back, honestly, and just everyone else just coming in. Like, I can't tell you how appreciative I am of the guys. Everyone who felt like they was having a bad game, like, we just rallied around each other.
NBA, the Bucks suffered their first loss of the season, 118-113 in Cleveland to the Cavaliers.
You know, it's so funny. We shoot the ball so well. I just thought we missed shots we made. And then the fouls, I thought, were the difference in the game.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, to mostly clear sky, lows in the upper 40s. Nice day for tomorrow with a partly sunny sky, highs into the mid-50s. And we'll look for more sunshine on Wednesday, a little breezy, highs again in the mid-50s. Dry through the rest of the work week, currently 51 degrees.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1973.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, and it's all brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. Today we're headed back to 1973, a year of muscle cars, mood rings, and more mustaches than Burt Reynolds' fan club. Gas was about 39 cents a gallon if you could find any. Thanks to the oil embargo, folks were waiting in long lines, learning the hard way that you couldn't run the heater and the radio without running out of gas. In Washington, Watergate hearings had everyone glued to their TV sets. America discovered that politics could be just as dramatic as daytime soap operas, only with fewer commercial breaks. And on the radio in 1973, we were listening to George Harrison and Give Me Love. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1973.
Give me life, keep me free from birth, give me hope, help me cope with this heavy
From 1973, it's George Harrison and Give Me Love on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1973. Now, Give Me Love became George Harrison's second U.S. number one hit, following My Sweet Lord. It also pushed Paul McCartney and Wings' My Love from the top position, making the only occasion that the two former Beatles had held the top two chart positions on the Hot 100. Well, in 1973, we had the launch of Skylab.
It was the afternoon of May 14, 1973, when the unmanned Skylab Saturn workshop was hurled aloft at Cape Kennedy, on the way to its assigned orbit 236 nautical miles in space.
On the radio in 1973, we were listening to The Spinners and Could It Be I'm Falling in Love? This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1973.
So helpless too. That thing don't know.
from 1973. It's The Spinners and Could It Be I'm Falling in Love on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1973. Now, The Spinners were from Detroit, and they spent 9 years at Motown watching groups like The Temptations and The Four Tops land hit after hit while they stayed on the sidelines, releasing just 2 albums during that time. So they left for Atlantic Records in 1972, and right away they spun gold in their first sessions with producer Tom Bell. Well, here's a wacky but true gem from 1973, the year when a pair of pants nearly caused a national incident. In Alabama, a man named Jim Croxton started getting hundreds of angry letters after a rumor spread that his dry cleaning shop had refused to clean the American flag. The truth? He hadn't refused the flag, he simply refused to clean a pair of pants made out of an American flag. Apparently, someone had stitched together the stars and stripes into some bell bottoms, and Croxton, a patriotic guy himself, thought cleaning them would be disrespectful to Old Glory. Word got twisted, emotions ran high, it was the 70s after all, and before long his phone was ringing off the hook. Reporters were on his doorstep, and he had to issue a public statement just to clear his name. Meanwhile, the flag pants owner was spotted around town proudly wearing them, unwashed. Only in 1973, when flag fashion met fiery patriotism, and a dry cleaner became an accidental national hero. On the radio in 1973, we were listening to Gladys Knight and the Pips and Midnight Train to Georgia. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1973.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long.
Yeah.
better live in his world than live without him.
It's Gladys Knight and the Pips and Midnight Train to Georgia on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1973. Well, it was on this date, in fact, October 27th, 1973, that Gladys Knight and the Pips started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with that song, Midnight Train to Georgia. It was the group's 18th top 40 hit and their first number one. What were we watching on the big screen in 1973? Sting, starring Robert Redford and Paul Newman, premiered in 1973. And that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1973. It's all been brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168.
Cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Looking for compassionate, personalized, assisted living in Racine? The Pillars at Crystal Bay, located at 3950 North Main Street, provide just the right amount of care so your loved one can enjoy life while maintaining independence. From 24/7 nurse management to daily activities, home-cooked meals, and on-site medical services, they tailor every experience to meet your family's needs. Discover comfort and community at the Pillars at Crystal Bay. Visit pt-78.com or call 262-639-1100 to schedule a tour.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy a personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, max out your savings. The more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free home delivery on any smart bed with base. Limited time. Check it out at a Sleep Number store near you or at sleepnumber.com today.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home.
And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits. Don Rosen.
News and timeless hits on WRJN, and now a song from a band that had some success selling records, but not much success on top 40 radio. So they brought in Todd Rundgren to produce their albums, and he helped turn them around. It's Grand Funk Railroad and Locomotion on WRJN.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Swing it! Waking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can't we give that love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. A new grant could bring big improvements to Samuel Myers Park in Racine. City leaders are considering a plan to accept just over $26,000 from the Wisconsin Coastal Management Program. The money would help build an accessible viewing platform with railings and educational signs along the west wetland. Any vegetation affected by construction would be replanted. The Public Health Department would oversee the project, with the city providing staff, time, and supplies at its local share. It's on the agenda for the Finance and Personnel Committee tonight. They meet in City Hall at 5:30. Racine County officials will talk tonight about how a federal shutdown could affect food share benefits. Human Services Director Hope Otto says the county is committed to helping people get food no matter what. People who want to pitch in can find donation information posted by the county and United Way. Cannabis conversations continue in Wisconsin, with interesting comments made this weekend on WISN 12's Upfront program. State Senate President Mary Felskowski, Republican from northeastern Wisconsin, says Speaker Robin Voss can't decide where he stands on medical marijuana. She told Upfront that Voss has flip-flopped several times, from calling it promising to declaring it dead. Felskowski says the Senate will push ahead with or without Assembly support. She expects to start counting votes on medical marijuana once the proposal moves out of committee early next year. A local salute to service in Racine County. The Veterans Services Office is starting a program to feature one veteran each month who continues to make a difference right here at home. People can nominate a veteran by filling out a short form on the county's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime on WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly clear sky, lows in the upper 40s. Nice day for tomorrow with a partly sunny sky, highs into the mid 50s. And we'll look for more sunshine on Wednesday, a little breezy, highs again in the mid 50s. Dry through the rest of the work week, currently 51 degrees.
WRJN.
Thank you.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I was just reading something about lucky numbers, and it said that this guy said a friend of mine and I were having a conversation about lucky numbers, and it seems that most lucky numbers are single digits. Think about it. It's true. You never say, oh, what's your lucky number? 312? No, it's always, you know, 6 or 7.
Hugging a tree when you get near it. snow and a rain and a bright sunshine.
News and timeless hits there from Neil Diamond and Cracklin' Rosie on WRJN. Well, the annual We Energies cookie book is being distributed in Union Grove on Wednesday, November 5th. So mark your calendar. The location is at the Racine County Fairgrounds. It's going to be from 10 till 2 that day. And as always, the cookie book is absolutely free. It's been a decades-old tradition, and now it continues on November 5th. And at this point, it's the only location near Racine and Kenosha to get yours, so check it out.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Are you ready to do some baking? Because it's We Energy's cookie book time. This year's book is packed with dozens of cookie recipes to bake and share.
we're sure you'll find a few new favorites. Pick up your copy of this holiday tradition from We Energies at one of our drive-thru distribution events. Go to weenergies.com to find an event near you. From all of us at We Energies, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. We Energies, energy you can depend on.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their bourbon and butterscotch Kringle. O&H's homemade butterscotch filling is layered with bourbon-infused caramel pudding. It has a topping of buttery streusel and a honey glaze with a touch of oak essence. It is sensational, so get one this week. While there, grab a wicked good Kringle for your Halloween gathering. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
WRJN has been bringing you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more timeless hits on the way. I think I heard Chris Morrow stumbling around in here, so he'll have some more hits for you next. On WRJN, I'm Kurt Vollman. Have a great night.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing, oh, nothing's going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. Just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, yeah, all you got to do is call. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name. Spring, summer, or fall, hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know friend? Oh yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha,
and WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A potentially catastrophic hurricane is aiming for Jamaica.
Oh, the people outside, they don't know the danger of this.
Hurricane Melissa will make landfall in the coming hours. Meteorologist Zoe Mintz.
It's a Category 5. It has sustained winds of 175 miles an hour. In fact, there was hurricane hunters that tried to go through the wall of the eye wall early this morning. They actually had to evacuate early because there was 200 plus mile an hour winds in the eye wall. And the storm system is now beginning to turn off to the north. It is likely going to be making a bullseye over Jamaica, then making its way over Cuba.
It could be the most devastating hurricane to ever hit Jamaica. With the government shutdown dragging on and with food benefits on the line for millions, governors like Tim Walz of Minnesota are making millions available for those in need.
It's day 27. Doesn't appear like there's real any sense of urgency out of the folks in D.C. as this
this continues to go on, it will become much more of a crisis.
CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
It does potentially stand to impact more than 40 million Americans. And in some cases, you know, states are having to potentially brace to either pick up the tab, or in some cases, they're also telling some of these SNAP recipients to start identifying food banks within their area should they need additional food assistance.
Many federal workers will miss paychecks tomorrow, including air travel.